Vrindavan Mahimamri to class, Sattaka 4, we're discussing about the Brijvasis, the glories of the Brijvasis. And this particular point is about how rare it is to get the remnants, to actually get the remnants of a Brijvasi. It's very, very rare. Nice verse, this is from chapter 4, verse 86. So we can chant this verse. This is 486. Ati mama koti bhavante bhavatu param tadrisho deha brindavanam arivasatam uchishtaika spriha bhavet yatra. Saraswati Pad is praying, let me receive a transcendental body even after millions of lifetimes, so that I can desire to survive only on the remnants of the residents of Vrindavan. So he's, in this verse, he's extolling it. It says, Uchais, Uchishtaika Spriha Bhavedyatra. Vrindavanam Adivasatam. He says, living in Vrindavan means somehow getting the remnants of the Brijvasis, their food remnants, what they've honored. Their Gopal Bhog, Gopal Prasad, Mahaprasad, or Giriraj Mahaprasad, or Krishna Mahaprasad, their Radharas Bihari Mahaprasad. That he's saying that even after millions of lifetimes, I may take and even have a transcendental body, but I want to survive. He's not just saying eat once in a while, but he's saying I want to survive on the transcendental remnants of the Brijvasis. So, of course, the author himself is born in South India and initiated in the Sri Sampradaya, worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan, Prabodhananda Saraswati. He is the brother of Venkata Bhatta, and he is the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He met Lord Chaitanya. So he's not considering very much his Brahmin birth or his, because other castes of society, the Kshatriyas, or the Vaishyas, Shudras, etc., they would be very happy and satisfied to get the remnants of a Brahmin, Brahmin Bhojan. Because it's told in Puran that Vishnu, he eats through the mouths of the Brahmins. So he eats in two ways. Vishnu interacts with the Brahmins as Jataragni, the form of Vishnu within the heart. The fire of digestion is a form of Vishnu. So when the Brahmins take the Mahaprasad, then that's also feeding him. He gets food. So that's through their mouth. But then they do yajna. Brahmins do yajna. So with their mouth they chant mantras. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Sadhiro. So when they offer yajna, then the fire, the mouth of the fire is Vishnu, yajna vai Vishnu. So in this way, through the Brahmins chant mantras, and those mantras are chanted in such a way that the yajna, the Vishnu, the yajna purusha, the form of Vishnu in the fire, he eats the mantras, he eats the ghee they throw, and eats the samagri that they throw in the fire. But he's saying that, okay, forget about all that. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Gobramana Hitaya Jajagat Hitaya Krishna. He's saying the Brijvasis, I want to survive on their remnants. There was a great devotee in Gaur Lila. We told this story from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Kalidas. So his favorite food was the remnants of the Vaishnavas. So he wouldn't go to such an extent, he would buy them food, like especially, and make sure it was a food they really liked. Just like someone wants to satisfy a devotee in this neighborhood, then he knows the best way to satisfy any devotee around here is to bring them Krishna Balaram Mahaprasad or Jagannath Mahaprasad. Then that devotee that receives that Mahaprasad, he'll be very happy to honor that, and he will honor it and may even leave something left. So that's a good trick to do. And then, so he knew that devotees like mangoes and things and whatever, just that. So he would buy mangoes, as an example is given. And there was one particular devotee, although Kalidas himself, I believe, was a Brahmin. He was a Brahmin, like Prabhulananda Saraswati is a Brahmin. Kalidas was also a Brahmin. Maybe Kali Krishnadas? I think just Kalidas. Kalidas, because there's different Kali Krishnadas and this one. So Kalidas, he was a Brahmin by birth, and he specifically wanted to get the remnants of Jamu Thakur, someone like this, I believe. There's a person in Assisi, I think the name is Jamu Thakur. So Thakur means that he was in a lower class caste than a Brahmin. He was maybe a landholder or something like this, some type of Vaishya or something. Or maybe I think I'm getting Jaru. His name was Jaru Thakur, J-H. Because the reason I'm confused is because there's a deity in Vrindavan called Jamu, Jamu Thakur. And that means, it's a name for Krishna, the deity. And what happened is that his daughter, the daughter of the man that established this deity, she wanted to marry Krishna, a deity or whatever. So then he said, well, he was like a Kshatriya or whatever. Not a Kshatriya, but let's say a Jat. And so I don't believe he was a Kshatriya. He was like Zamindar, Vaishya, something like this. Much lower caste. Yeah, so the idea was he didn't care about his caste. He thought, well, he's a god brother. He's a follower of Lord Chaitanya. He's accepted Lord Chaitanya. I want his remnants. So Kalidas, his penchant or his passion was to eat the remnants of all the Vaishnavas, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas especially, Sajatiya, Snigdha. And then this particular story I'm in the middle of, two stories here, my foot in two boats. So one story is Vrindavan Leela, you can say, contemporary within the last 50 years, or 60, 80 so. There's a temple in Vrindavan called Jamu Thakur. And this particular, the father of the daughter wanted to marry Krishna, so he arranged a deity so she could marry Krishna. She was a kind of a special soul. And the tradition in that family, I believe they were Jats or Zamindars or whatever, is that the son-in-law would be offered a few tokes at the family hookah. And Jats, you know, in Rajasthan, they have these hookahs. Hookah is a big water pipe. There's a basin and a neck. And then the neck is connected to a little, you know, has a little mouthpiece on it. And the mouthpiece connected to a hose. And the hose is very flexible and that has another narrow mouthpiece on it. And then and it makes sounds, bubble, 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 bubble. Makes these bubbling sounds you may be seen in movies or something. Time period movies of early India or something or whatever. And then the father, that was considered a great honor when he would offer the son-in-law the family peace pipe or hookah. It's called hookah, H-O-O-K-A-H, hookah. And that, so then he thought, well, now the deity of Krishna has become my son-in-law. So I accept him as my son-in-law because he married my daughter. And then he's living in our house and somehow it's a different kind of joint family, whatever. Daughter was there with the husband, Krishna deity. So then he on the altar, I don't know these days, I did see in 87 or so, he's called the stepson Thakur or something, Jamu, the word Jamu Thakur or something means the stepson Bhagavan or something like that. is that stepson, is that what you call it? Like the father, the wife of the father's daughter, I mean the husband of the father's daughter is what to the father? Son-in-law. At any rate, so that deity is there, and next to Krishna deity is a hookah. I don't know if he uses it or not, but it's there. So Jaru Thakur belonged to the Buni Mali. Mali? Buni Mali. Mali means like I was in my village here, they were telling me, because I was trying to understand, they say Chamar, they say Bungi, they say Mali. They have all these, there's many different, Kumar. There's Kumar is with horses and horse carts and clay cooler pots and, you know, water mudkas. So I said, what's the thing here? Because he said, he's a Mali, he's a this, that. Are they, where are they? He said, they're all Shudras. And they're all Shudra class, lowest class. And the worst one is the, maybe Chamar. Because they eat the pigs and stuff. And there's the Bungis, who may or may not eat pig, but Bungis a little higher. Then higher than that is the Mali or Kumar. Kumar is the Patwala, horsewala. Then Mali is flowers and sabji. Mali. Like Krishna became a Mali sometimes. Catch the flower. Pushpachora Leela, where Radharani is stealing flowers from Kamadeva's private garden. Kandarpa Maharaj's private garden, and Krishna is appointed as a Mali in charge of protecting that garden from the thieves, the gopi thieves, gopi choris. Gopi choris. Gopi thieves. And so he apprehended one big thief one day, caught her red-handed. Her hands are always red, but he caught her red-handed. He caught Radharani. He had a gumsha, and he had a gumsha wrapped around this top knot, and he had another gumsha on his waist, and he had a stick and this and that. And he was in charge, Tekadar. He was in charge of the bagicha, full bagicha, Kusan Sarovar. So he caught Radharani, and there was a big penalty was levied, and she had to go to the court. She had to go, not to Yamaraj's court, but she went to Kandarparaj. Kandarparaj is the Lord of Love. Kamadeva is called Kandarpa. So she was taken to the court, and she was tried actually there in that court, Kandarpa. And Radharani and many Sakis were found guilty as charged of this severe crime of stealing Mogra flowers and Jui flowers. So then the judge, he issued a punishment, and he told the Mali to execute it properly, make sure they get fully punished. So sentence that Kandarpa said, you must take this Radharani into a cave, Giri Kandara, into a cave in Govardhan, and you must, for at least 6 hours, you must punish her severely. Just beat her, scratch her, bite her, whatever it takes to get her to admit that she stole my precious flowers. Otherwise, I can't tell you what the next line of punishment is. So then Krishna's Amali, he said, okay, I'll try my best to execute your order. So then the prisoner was handed over to the Mali and escorted to the jail. And I heard everything came out all right. And the prisoner survived the punishment. And the Mali was happy with the tariff that was collected. And this is the Pushpachori Leela. Pushpachori Leela. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. But this is Vrindavan. We're talking about Vrindavan Mahimamrita. That's the title of the book. It means the great, wonderful glories of Vrindavan. So ultimately, it's the birds, it's the remnants, it's the Brijvasis. But the ultimate Brijvasis and the ultimate Vrindavan is Radhasham and the Kunjas of Vrindavan and the rivers of Vrindavan and the lakes of Vrindavan and the mountains of Vrindavan and the forests of Vrindavan, everywhere in Vrindavan. Yashoda's working for this and the coward boys and everyone's working for this to bring Radha and Krishna together. Because Yashoda could say, Krishna, we have hundreds, and she even pleads sometimes, we have thousands of servants, thousands of gwals. They can all take the cows out. Why do you insist? Oh, Mom, I really have to go out with the cows. You're the prince. You're the Yuvaraj. Nanda Nandan. You're Yashoda Dulal. No, Mommy, we're so bored in the palace. All these 50 rooms. Nanda Baba's palace is so small. Only 50 rooms. Pachas Kamara, right? And but Dao and I, we get bored. Right, Dao, right? Yeah, yeah, that's right. You know, you know, Kanaya is right. You know, we get very bored over here. And no. Look, we'll bring in, listen, boys. We'll bring in jugglers. We'll bring in magic shows. We'll bring in storytellers. We'll bring in joke tellers. So many things we'll bring, and you'll be entertained. And your Brahmins will recite the Puranas, and we'll sing bhajans, and you can learn music and all these things. Oh, Janani, no. We don't like all these things. You know, you do these things. You, in the nighttime, you have the royal theater and these jugglers and the acrobats and these guys balancing saucers on their nose and things like that. But we just tolerate it because you think we like it. We'd rather crawl off and go to sleep and dream about the, you know, the cows and the pastures. Even in our sleep, we want to be with the cows, because he speaks this word cows in such a way that it means cows and means gopis also. Even if our sleep, we want, Janani mother, we want, in our sleep, we want to dream of the cows, which means gopis. And in the daytime, we want to run behind the cows, which means run behind the gopis. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.